This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Trouble to present. America, the law is on your side. It's time to shut down the rebels amongst us. You are the strength of that Constitution. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, in his confusion, he blurted out the truth, the father of ADHD, none other than Leon Eisenberg. Listen carefully, America. In his confusion, he blurted out the truth, the father of ADHD. As I've always shared with the American people, it's interesting how all these diseases just come about, isn't it? Yeah, just that it all works for the pharmaceutical companies. And what's interesting about that, friends, is going down into Minneapolis area, we're seeing these billboards and hospitals and clinics going up everywhere. And these billboards are promoting a hospital in the local area here. And it says, we don't have just one hospital, we have two. And we also have 25 clinics. Well, why would we need two hospitals and 25 clinics if someone wasn't promoting sickness? And it reminds me of the woman that had the issue of blood who pressed into the kingdom of God, into the Christ. Virtue got out of him. And what happened? She was instantly healed. And the Bible tells that she lost all of what she had to the doctors. Of course, it's a moneymaker. Everything is moved and sold on fear. What if? You better get your examination. I mean, some of these commercials on even walking through the airport or the bus depot or whatever the case might be, and you see these antidepressants and these drugs for this, that, and the other thing. They spend 45 seconds telling you the side effects and the dangers of the drugs, and then for the next 15 seconds, they put a smile on the face of the actors who are acting like the drug is the answer to everything for them. ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. I didn't say that. A man that's in hell right now said that. ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. These were the words of Leon Eisenberg, the scientific father of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, in his last interview before his death. Just think about that. The last interview. During that last interview, I wonder if it was going through his mind that in just a short amount of time, he's going to be answering to his Creator. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. I wonder if he thought that he was going to have to answer. But he made all of the millions that he wanted to make through his fictitious disease. And I'll tell you what, he would have never made his millions off this fictitious disease called ADHD if it wasn't for the people that subjected themselves to the ignorance in the first place. Common sense comes into play. We stumbled over this last week, and we're going to hit on it in just a couple of moments. There's a couple of things I want to hit before we actually get onto the topic. One of them is this. Right before the radio show today, a conservative, I happen to know who this individual is, was on CNN, and she put a badge upon herself as if to suggest that she really knocked it out of the park in this interview. And as I was watching this interview, I just thought, this is exactly what I preach out against. The left, the right. Who is the left? Who is the right? Democrats, Republicans. I mean, folks, fascism, Nazism, communism, socialism. Folks, are only superficial variations of the same monstrous theme. They all work for the same guy. And his name is Satan himself. I don't care what they call themselves. But I got to tell you, friends, when I listened to this interview, it served my purpose to share with you on the radio that these are the best that you have in this country. And I want you to listen carefully. Because it's ignorance in action, and it's interesting how CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, and every other outlet out there will pull these sort of people up there only to keep the people ignorant, confused, and divided. I'm going to play this for you real quick. Listen to this, friends. Listen carefully.
It's important to know that the hate and the bigotry and the slavery and all those things has come always out of the left, not just in this country, but historically and globally. It has always come out of the left. The right has always been the party of freedom and the party of constitutional liberties that we see today, like the First Amendment that is allowing everybody to speak about this.
To say that, for example, all the movements against freedom come from the left. World War II, Nazis. That's not from the left. It's from the right. And so there's a there's
that's from
there's,
the left.
That's just not
these
so
are grown-ups, friends.
You must know it's not so.
The National Socialists. They're the same socialists we see today trying to take away all of our First Amendment rights right in this moment.
The fact of the matter is the Confederacy, the KKK. Was formed by former Confederate soldiers.
The Democratic Party.
Not the left. They are trying to
which you would call the left today.
The
yes.
Hierarchy,
he's wrong.
The racial hierarchy of the United States. I would love to find some former Confederate soldiers or people who support the Confederacy who didn't vote for Donald Trump.
I would love to find some members of the Confederacy that weren't Democrats or some members of the socialist movement.
A bunch of kids that never grew up.
I mean, if we're going to talk about it, I'm fine having this conversation. But let's be honest.
We're still in high school.
Leftist politics that
has been these are the conservatives, the best you have.
Abraham Lincoln.
Neither side knows what they're talking about.
The Republicans who fought against slavery, are you telling me that the
are
National
you telling me that
Socialist
LBJ wasn't the president
the
who signed
right
in of Civil Rights Act?
Are the adults?
Rights Act? The Democratic president?
This is what the media
Johnson,
puts up.
Signed away the South for the next 40
to
years?
To divide the people.
That did not happen?
And you notice what's MIA, friends?
People like Strom Thurmond and Jesse
Helms. And I'm still trying to think of something that I can just throw in there regardless if it's relevant or not. This is ridiculous. And this is how you get your news all day long. And all of you good people out there, you sit down, you turn the television on, and you listen to their garbage. The left, the right. But that's always come from the left. You know, I've been on the radio for 17 years, and I'm still waiting for someone to call in and define what the left is. And at this point, I got to ask the question to the American people, what defines the right? Because this isn't. What defines the conservative? What defines the patriot? This is all divide and conquer, all by design. And you know what strung through this whole debacle, friends? Was the omission of law. Because if the law was brought forth, it would shut both sides down. Because the law is right, and they are wrong. Why are you confused? Read Daniel 9, verse 24 and 9, 8 when you get a moment.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean 1. I'm sorry, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. I always jump ahead of myself on that for some reason. Going over to my Twitter account, it is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to call in at any time and define left for me, I'd greatly appreciate it. 17 years later, still waiting for someone to define it for me. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. You know, my son just told me, my 13-year-old son just told me, Dad, these people on television, he goes, it's like they're a bunch of kids. They never grew up. I said, of course they never grew up. And this is all by design. They want to keep America stupid. And the way they do that is they put the modern-day conservative up there that doesn't know their left from their right, literally their left hand from their right hand. They keep making references to groups that are created on a daily basis by the communists. And rather than making reference to the law to shut down the criminal, they call them names. And they create names. I mean, folks, at no time will you hear during these conversations from these useful idiots on both sides of the fence that are pulled up to help set the narrative. Just keep pulling up the debates. Just keep pulling up the ignorant and set them as the standard in our debates. And we'll set the debate. We'll set the stage. We'll confuse people. We'll get them asking the wrong questions. Therefore, we don't have to worry about giving them the right answers. And that's exactly what they do. They keep fueling that fire. That's how they keep the American people ignorant. Well, that's not what I heard on the news today. You know, the conservatives told me this. Well, that's not what I heard over here. You know, the liberals told me this. Who are the liberals? Friends? Who is the left? Who is, friends, who is the right? Who are the conservatives? Because it's irrelevant. Again, we're ruled by law, not by opinion. And if you make reference to the law, the Word of God, and the Constitution, friends, guess what? It shuts them all down. But we don't want that. We would have it so, said the people during the time of judgment. Yep, I know. I get it. And so here we are, and we're trying to figure out what the problem is in this country. Read the whole of Daniel chapter 9. It's a great chapter, but it shows you Daniel the prophet repenting for the people. And notice what he repents of on the behalf of the people, because he said there's confusion of face and all that, everything else that goes along with that. Read the whole of the chapter. It will give you it will add much to your life if you have ears to hear and eyes to see. One of the things that we were talking about last week, and we're just kind of bleeding over into it this week, we were talking about evolution and what they're teaching in public schools, because last week was the first week of school across the United States of America, and I shared with you as much as I could share with you, even reiterating some of the points over and over and over again so you can understand who the responsible party is. But I want to go back even into 1959 really quick, and I want to show you, friends, what they were teaching and what they're teaching today. And it's getting worse too, by the way. But it's going to come to an end. It's going to come to a head, and then it will come to a sudden end sooner or later, because God will no longer tolerate or pass by his people any longer, because I believe that he has set a plumb line in this country. So in saying that, friends, let's go back to last week, cover the evolution, and I want you to listen to this carefully, because this is when it began to creep its way into public schools in the United States of America. Not only through the Scopes trials in 1925, but also in 1959, just so you know, it was President Eisenhower that asked Congress for $1 billion for the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare's new American Education Fund for the promotion and publication of the new science of evolution. The new, friends, the new. Notice that. We got to be careful of that. New. Why? Because the Bible tells us to beware of change. We're not to be given to change. And when you see change, friends, you better look the other direction, because 9 times out of 10, the only change that we need is a reformation of the given laws which are in place. We're not to be given to change. Matter of fact, it tells us in Proverbs 24:21, it says, "Fear the Lord and the King." What is the fear of the Lord? Hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, the froward mouth do I hate. Proverbs 8, but going back to Proverbs 24, verse 21, he said, "Fear the Lord and the King." Okay, in this particular case, he said, "My son, and do not join with rebellious officials." Another translation says, "My child, fear the Lord and the King. Do not associate with rebels." Who are the rebels? Those that are given to change. Another version, "My son, fear the Lord and the King. Do not join with those who do otherwise." Wow, really? Yeah, as a matter of fact, the only change the Bible talks about is transformation, which is the work of the Holy Ghost through renewing and regeneration, right? Creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew that right spirit within me. And it also tells us in the book of Jeremiah 6:16, by the way, that was Titus 3, but going back to Jeremiah 6:16, we're supposed to go back to the old paths. See, but you don't see that today. You see all the new ideas in the change that representatives talk about is change away from and a departure away from the living God. Anybody paying attention to that? Because I am. King James Bible says, "My son, fear thou the Lord and the King, and meddle not with them that are given to change." Wow. But yet in 1959, President Eisenhower, when he asked Congress for $1 billion for the Department of Health and Education, renamed it the Welfare's New American Education. What was wrong with the old system? I'll tell you what was wrong with the old system. It didn't work for tyrants. And see, that's why they always got to lure you through a better idea or an easier course. Listen, the Bible tells us through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. There is no wide, easy road to the kingdom of heaven. Okay? That leads to hell. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. Stick to the Christ. Stick to the Word. Period. $10,500,000 was given to the National Science Foundation, NSF, for the New Part Thing curriculum, teaching evolution, teaching idolatry, to get them away from God so we can demoralize them and then reign over the top of them. That's exactly what they're doing. The NSF provided the Biological Sciences Curriculum Study, BCSC, with the funds to provide the textbooks to public schools. Man, this is out of scope. This is way out of of the scope of their authority. It's not their job in 2017 or in 1959 to be teaching anybody's kids. But I'll tell you what, if you're too busy and you just don't have the time to do it, rest assured the federal government will illegally be right there to do it for you. And I like that statement when people say, you know, they know what they're doing. You know, they were elected. How many of them been elected, friends? That's the first question, lawfully. How many been appointed lawfully? How many been placed lawfully? You might want to ask yourself that question first and foremost. Just let them do it. It's exactly what they're doing. And they're not the people that you want doing it for you. Number of words, 1950. They interjected 2,000 to 3,000 words of evolution. In 1963, there was 33,089 words interjected, inserted into the textbooks illegally. The decline since 1963 reflects the overall downward trend of textbook content. The percentage of textbooks devoted to evolution has not diminished. It has only increased. If you would like a source, please go to Educational Resource Analysts. The phone number is 903-753-5993, and you can find out for yourself as to what I am sharing with you right now. What are they teaching to kids in public schools? Real quick, before we get over to father of ADHD blurts out the truth in his confusion and says ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. Well, they're teaching kids that they came from Heidelberg, man. You can't make this up. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and the fools are those that you are taking heed to, friends. Romans 1:22, built from a jawbone that was conceived by many to be quite human. You know, you got to keep in mind, Satan said to Adam and Eve, hath God said, hath God said, hath God said, hath God said. Isn't it interesting? He's always putting God in check. He always wants to put you in a position to question God. Here, so let me suggest something. Then go to prayer and ask the Lord, because he'll give you an answer. And that's the last thing the enemy of your soul wants you to do. So just take it a step further and say, okay, that's cool. Hath God said? Yep, it's written in the Word of God, therefore it is. That settles it, period, capital. Hey, a major bold exclamation mark, okay? We're going to come right back. I'm going to finish this, and then I'm going to jump on. In his confusion, he blurted out the truth. The father of ADHD has set a prime example of a fictitious disease. Hope you don't have your kids on antidepressants, dangerous psychotropic drugs. I'm going to share the fruit with you when we come back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. Just sharing with you how it started with Scopes trials back in 1925 concerning evolution, which is illegal to teach in this country. We derive our rights from God, which counters, by the way, and it stands in direct contrast to the Declaration of Independence, what they're teaching in public school. We derive our rights from our Creator, right? But what they're teaching kids now is like, for example, the Heidelberg man, built from a jawbone that was conceived by many to be quite human. Of course he was. And I was just sharing with you right before the break, friends, the enemy always goes to the children of God with, "Hath God said?" He always wants you to question the authority. And then what he wants to do is bring about deconstructionism. If anybody doesn't know what that is, here, let me share with you. You're sitting in a circle at a Bible prayer meeting or at a Bible study, whatever the case might be. And all of a sudden, the hireling or whore at the front of the meeting says, "So what's your take on that scripture? How do you take that scripture?" Because you hear this all the time. Well, how do you take that? Well, how do you take a "thou shalt not"? I take a "thou shalt not" as a "thou shalt not," period. When the Lord said something, he did it for our good. As a matter of fact, it tells us in Psalm 19:11, "By them thy servant is warned." But the enemy always wants you to get a different mind, an image of the Christ. One that compromises, one that's soft on sin. He wants you to look at the Christ in question if you really did what he did 2,000 years ago. He always wants you to question the authority of the Word. And it's exactly what they're doing with the kids today. It's exactly what's happening in the professed church in America today. Well, how do you take that? That's deconstructionism. The Lord's word says what it says, but they want you to translate it through everybody's own individual interpretation, when the interpretation is as plain to understand as a little child can make out definition and translation of what it means. And that's exactly what's happening here. And this is a blatant frontal attack on common sense is really what it comes down to. A Nebraska man, scientifically built up from one tooth and later found to be a tooth of an extinct pig. Of course. See, and the joke is on mankind when you take on this reprobate state. Reprobate meaning without the sense or spirit to discern right from wrong in judgment. Peeled down man. The jawbone that turned out to belong to a modern ape. Isn't that cute? I remember one time I was up in northern Minnesota doing a youth group meeting, and the youth pastor there, who's very apostolic, by the way, 1 Corinthians 12:28, read it when you get a moment, said to me, Bradley, there's this kid I want you to talk to. He goes, I really think that this kid would kill me if he had the opportunity. And I remember meeting with the kid, and I looked at him, and I said, so do you really believe that you came from a monkey? And he said, he was just dead serious, yes. And I looked at him, just dead serious, and I said, you have got to be kidding me. And that kid got so angry, because, folks, what it does is to believe in evolution means you can believe in whatever you want to believe. And it's still not a fact. Even when you want to believe what you want to believe, I want to tell you something. In the spirit, the law is always perpetual. It's always at work. So when I say to you on the radio show, it doesn't matter if you believe in trucks neither, but if you stand in front of one, it's irrelevant if I believe that that truck's going to hit me. But if I'm in the way and it hits me, it doesn't matter if I believed or not. It hit me because it was, in fact, there. So is God's moral law. And it's interesting, the mindset and the heart these people fix onto themselves, that they would be willing to kill anybody that doesn't believe what they believe. And if you want to think within one moment within yourself, friends, that this might be a joke or a game, also keep in mind, friends, tyrants that have those useful idiots that do their biddings for them, that's what they believe in. They believe in evolution. They'll do their killing because they believe that when they die, they're just going to go, well, they're just going to go back to the dirt. Just like the Bible says, by the way. And nothing's going to happen. Well, I got another rendition of that for you. And I know it to be true, because God's word is sure, and it will never fail. Not one jot or one tittle shall know wise and pass away concerning God's moral law and concerning his word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall endure forever. So, friends, it doesn't matter what you say you believe in, because God has given you a conscience to know what's right and what's wrong. And the Holy Ghost can even set that straight at times. Don't trust your conscience, but God did give you that conscience, which means with knowledge, to get and understand. Trust in the Holy Ghost to illuminate you to understand what his word declares, because he's the one that does that. He's the one that brings about revelation. But this stuff, folks, is just about as low as it gets. Peking man. This is what they're teaching kids in public schools. 500,000 years old. 500. The earth is 6,000 years old, friends. You ever watch one of those animal movies? Or remember when you were growing up, you were watching Animal Kingdom, and they would talk about, you know, 5 billion years ago and 3 million, and the number was never the same? Do you see the Jurassic Parks back in the 90s that always had to throw in some evolutionary, some astronomical number as to how old the Earth is? Oh, it's 5 billion years old or 12 million years old. And the numbers would be strewn throughout the movies, and they would always be different. They were never the same. That's designed to confuse you. Okay? The Neanderthal man, 500,000 years old. Give me a break. Peking man I'm talking about. All evidence has disappeared. Of course it has, because it never existed. The Neanderthal man. At the International Congress of Zoology in 1958, Dr. A.J.E., well, he's got the doctor, and look at their accreditation, friends. You know, it's funny. I'm ordained nationally and internationally. Three times over, as a matter of fact. And by the way, I never asked to be ordained. Just so people know. God makes men what men are. And if he wants to ordain you, he's the one that does it. Man cannot do it, though man attempts to do it, and it's counterfeit. You know, isn't it interesting when you look in the Bible, namely the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts, and throughout, it's interesting. I'm just kind of curious to know, what college did they go to? Where's their accreditation? I'll tell you where their accreditation is. It's found in the power of the testimony that Christ has wrought in their life. They went through the school of hard knocks. And the Holy Ghost raised up those that were crucified and buried and resurrected again. Read Romans 6 to His glory. That men might find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. 1 Corinthians 2:5. People love titles. Oh, and by the way, that piece that I was playing for you during the first segment, these grown-ups that have never grown up in their heads, it's interesting. These were doctors. And folks, I would have loved to have been, and by the way, at any given time, would I love to be in the center of some of these debates, because I could just say a couple words and it would be all over with. Literally, just common sense things. Can you define the left? Can you define the right? Can you tell me what you're talking about when you're talking about the Confederates or the ones that brought about the KKK? And it's not the left. It was the Democratic Party. In fact, it was the Democratic Party. It was the Democratic Party. It was the Democratic Party. And that's what you would identify as the left. But does it fall under law? Yes, it does. Why? Because it's a crime. And if it's a crime, which is sin, the purpose of government is to restrain men from sin, not to use the media to fuel division between the people. And then we heard the conservative at the first segment that we were playing today talking about how and who is responsible for all of this. No, if she claims to be the right, this doctor, guess what? There wouldn't be a left if she was doing her job. But she's not doing her job. And it shows you that they're using these people to divide the people one against another. They're using the ignorant to destroy. And that's what's happening today. These were doctors. So this is what you, hey, folks, I mean, you lost all credibility in the sight of the world when you allowed Barack Hussein Obama to stay in the People's White House for 8 years. You became a proverb, a byword to the rest of the world. You became a laughing stock when you accepted the crimes of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. Because the world knew what and what they're doing, when in fact you have no clue, because you're being lied to all day long. Just ask the former head of the CIA. Disinformation, when everything they believe in is a lie. Yep. And these are the people they're using. But at the International Congress of Zoology, going back to evolution and what they're teaching kids in school, in 1958, Dr. A.J.E. Cave said that his examination showed that the famous Neanderthal skeleton found in France over 50 years ago is that of an old man who suffered from arthritis. Of course. Hey, can I just go off on a little trail here, please? You ever notice when you're around these doctors that want to evolve with evolution, even in their vocabulary, and they use all these words that nobody even knows what they mean. I want to tell you something. The reason it's hard to understand these people that are trying to tell you what they know is false, if you're confused, keep in mind they're confused. And the reason they can't explain it is because, friends, they can't explain it because they don't understand it. They know it's a lie. They've been caught up. Cro-Magnon man was one of the earliest and best established fossils, is at least equal in physique and brain capacity as modern man. So, friends, I got a question for you at the end of this segment. What's the difference? Modern man, this genius thinks we came from a monkey. Read Romans 1:22, and we'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
As a small business owner, the world offers an abundance of obstacles, especially now, that just crush my spirit. I believe that's against what our founding fathers had intended for a hopeful nation and a hopeful people. Having Christ as my hope and redeemer, I know we have the victory. And finding Bradley on Sons of Liberty Radio has encouraged me to take heart, remembering who we are in Christ, and to be ready to stand up boldly in the face of oppression.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You guys, you got so many. I'm on Genesis Communication Networks right now. You have us at number 3. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I got so much of these God-fearing, as they would call themselves, God-fearing conservatives that are promoting people that call themselves libertarian that have no issue with what God condemns, and yet they promote it like it's the coolest thing since sliced bread. And they lead themselves into idolatry. And we're talking about that even now. Hey, folks, we're going to be talking about ADHD as a prime example of a fictitious disease. If you don't mind, I'm going to pick that up tomorrow and finish this segment. Because I'm going to slow my roll a little bit because people say, Bradley, you're inundating with us a lot of information. Of course I am. I only have 1 hour every day. I mean, my mama always told me I had the gift of gab. I talk about 3 hours every day, but I don't have time to do that today. But I do want to get this out, and I want to slow my roll so you can catch on to what's going on here. We were just talking about what they're teaching kids in public schools, and then Americans are trying to figure out what's going wrong with the up-and-coming generations. Which I don't understand that neither, but then again, that's their issue, not mine. You know, if we would just stay put and trust in the Lord and do what He commands us to do, I mean, everything would be just fine. When the storms come, we wouldn't move. And because we just, you know, listen to that voice that God said, or something cool comes along, or so we think, to allure us away, which only contributes to the love of the world, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Well, we just forget about what the Word says, and we just take on the new thing, and we follow it, and then we end up in a ditch, or we end up in hell, where it's too late to think about what we should have did when we had the time to do it. And then we wonder why we're there. Well, let's just stick to what we know and what God has revealed unto us. You know, folks, let me say this. A lot of times when you have questions concerning things in life, literally everything that you need to know is in the Word of God. I'm not saying that as a religious guy, because I'm not what you would consider to be a religious guy. And I would hope that people look at me and say, that is a Christian. This is a man that does and produces fruit, John 15, the way Christ did and is today. Rather than trying to give myself accolades, because I'm not going to do that. You see too much of that today. Here, I want to tell you how difficult this is. And I'm not saying it's easy, okay? And this was my point that I wanted to make, was oftentimes when we don't know, we're brought to that position to trust God. And when we're brought to a position in life where we're called, because we have no other choice but to trust God, or God forbid, right? We might learn something. It's the hardest place for man to be because of pride. Right? Man wants to be in control. But you know, a lot of times, even when my kids ask me questions, I can tell them every question they have, it's in the Word of God. I can show them from the beginning to the end by showing them the patriarchs of faith. This is what God said He'll do. I'm afraid. Well, the Lord appointed an angel around Jacob his entire life. And he realized the fact of the matter at the end of his day that what God said was true. He provided for Jacob all of his life. All of the patriarchs, friends. He didn't fail them. Not one word of God's covenant was ever failed. It never failed to the children of Israel. Israel means God's fighter. Christians today, not demographically, friends. That aside, Israel is His children in Christ. But when you're in a position where you just don't know something, stay put until He gives you what you need concerning directives. What's the next step? What do I do? How do I go there? Don't seek the opinion of men. You know, I want to say this to that, which is in part on the same trail as that. If I was ever to sit around in a circle with a bunch of professed Christians today and ask them 20 years ago if I should be a part of the answer concerning our kids that have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing, I guarantee you that little meeting would have went completely up on its head. I would have never done one high school. And it's a good thing that Moses never took a poll before leading the children of Israel into the promised land. So friends, listen to what I'm telling you right now. To have to trust God puts the Lord in a position of being God. And I know I'm talking to somebody right now. It's not easy being there, rest assured. You know, it's like if you say, Lord, teach me how to swim. Well, the Lord pulls the bottom out. Lord, I want to trust you. Well, then guess what He does? You know, this comes to my aid right now. I remember at one time, I was asking the Lord to, you know, Lord, I want to know who you are. I want to trust you. I want to know you as David knew you. Well, then you're going to have to do what David did. If you want to know the God of Moses, then you're going to have to do what Moses did. But it reminds me of my little boy on top of the stairs. And I'm at the bottom of the stairs. And I tell him to jump. And he says, no, Dad, I don't want to jump. And I say to him, well, why don't you want to jump into my arms? And he looks at me and he says, because I don't trust you. That would hurt your feelings, would it not? But, you know, I have my little boys that I can take and put them up on the stairs and tell them to jump. They, matter of fact, they want to jump, let me tell you. They want to jump. But if I tell them to jump into my arms, they do it without a second question or a second guess. There's no second guessing. Why? Because they trust Dad. You know, one of the things that I do too, friends, if I tell my kid something, I go through with it every single time. There's times where I'll feel that one of my kids is mad at me, and I'll say to him, let me ask you one question. When have I ever told you that I would do something and I didn't do it? Tell me one time. And I'll tell you what, there is such a daddy's joy when they look back at me and say, Daddy or Dad, I can't remember you ever not keeping your word. See, I've heard it said that the closer that you stick to your word, the closer that God will be to you in your life. Why? Because he's faithful through faithful vessels. He's even faithful to the unfaithful, but the point is, you got it. So trust him. You know, another thing too, when you pray and you ask the Lord for something, it's like when you go online. Here's a great example. You know, you go online and you order something online. Everybody loves to do that. Now, when I make that order and send the money, when I make that prayer and send my prayer up, right, it goes to the Lord. It goes into his ear. The Lord says that his ear is attentive to the righteous, the prayers of the righteous. Now, it's not my job to make sure the company that I just bought the product from, it's not my job to ensure me that it's going to get to me and I need to know the exact route, what time it's leaving and what time it's going to get here. That's the company's job. And you know, if I have something coming from FedEx or UPS, I don't sit there and call them every day and say, hey, where's the package? Where's the package? Did you order it? Yep, I ordered it. Well, if you ordered it, it's on its way. And it doesn't matter how it gets to you. Just rest assured that company will get it to your door as they promised they would do. And so is it with the things of the Lord. And he's very specific. Now, this is what I got to get to before the end of the show. Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. This is the whole of it. Fear God. Filial. Father to a son or a daughter. And keep his commandments, because this is the whole duty of man. And it doesn't contradict in the New Testament to the Old Testament. It coincides. For God shall bring every work into judgment. Into judgments, the first thing he says, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. That's it. I don't see the difficulty. It's simple. And keep in mind, before this show ends, a child is used as the model of heaven. We're to trust as a little child. So what we've learned in this life, we're going to have to throw it all the way out the door and say, all things old have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And I know I'm talking to you. And I know you hear me right now. Because this is very prophetic and very direct that we're going this direction. Just know that. He's in control, but we do all that we can do, and we leave the results up to God. And here's the good news for those doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes, do it with all of your might. All of your might. And be diligent. Steadfast. That means fixed in direction. Stay the course. Don't you dare turn back and look around. Remember Lot's wife. To he who puts his hand to the plow and turns back is not fit for...
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.